Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
The moment you start competing, you're already admitting someone else set the standard. But the moment you start creating, you set your own. Competition keeps you trapped in comparison, but creation frees you to build something the world has never seen. Never compete. Always create your own path, because there's no traffic on the road that only you can walk. How many lives are wasted in the silent prison of comparison? How many men and women spend their days measuring their worth against someone else's yardstick? From the classroom to the workplace, from the neighborhoods we grow up in to the boardrooms we strive to reach, the same invisible chain binds us. The belief that life is a race and that the only way to win is to outrun the person beside us. But let me tell you something deeply liberating. Life was never designed as a race. Life was designed as a creation. Competition is seductive. It makes you feel alive. It gives you a target. It fires up your energy. But it also blinds you. When your eyes are fixed on the runner beside you, they are not fixed on the road ahead. You spend your strength chasing shadows instead of walking into the light of your own destiny. The world does not remember the best imitator. It remembers the bold creator. It remembers the one who dared to say, "I don't need to play your game. I will build my own." History is filled with the proof of this truth. Every great man, every great woman who ever changed the world did so not by outcompeting their peers, but by stepping off the track entirely. While others strained to run faster in the same circle, they had the courage to draw a new circle. They had the audacity to carve a road where no footsteps had been before. They didn't measure themselves against others, they measured themselves against possibility, and that is the measure of greatness. You see, when you compete, you start from behind. You've already conceded the ground that someone else claimed before you. But when you create, you start from zero, a blank canvas, a clean page, an untouched field of potential. There is no ranking, there is no hierarchy, there is no ladder to climb, because the ladder you are building is entirely your own. And the only question is, how high will you dare to climb it? The tragedy of competition is not that you might lose, it's that even if you win, you still lose, because the victory is borrowed. It belongs not to your originality, but to your ability to copy. You have only proven that you can run faster on someone else's path, but the triumph of creation is eternal. When you create, no one can take it from you, no one can surpass it, because no one else could have made it. It was born from you, and only you. The greatest wealth in life is not money, not titles, not applause. It is originality. And originality is not found in the crowded field of competition. It is found in the solitary walk of creation. That is where you discover not just what you can do, but who you are. That is where you learn that the true victory in life is not standing on a podium above others, but standing on the solid ground of your own authenticity. The trap of comparison. Why competing shrinks your potential. Competition looks like progress. On the surface, it appears noble. Two people striving to be better, each pushing the other forward. But hidden beneath that appearance is a quiet poison, comparison. The moment you compare yourself to another, you trade your limitless horizon for the narrow lane of their shadow. Think of the young man who sees another rise quickly in business. He tells himself, "I must rise faster," so he mimics, he copies, he measures his every step against another man's stride, and perhaps he succeeds, perhaps he even overtakes him. But what has he really gained? Only the satisfaction of being a little faster on the same tired track. His energy was not invested in discovery, but in duplication. And duplication never births greatness. Comparison is the thief of imagination. It blinds you to your own gifts because you are too busy cataloging the gifts of others. You see their strength, their talent, their progress, and instead of asking, "What unique contribution can I give?" you ask, "How do I catch them?" Do you see the tragedy in that? The question itself is defeat, because you've already declared that their path defines your worth. Competition makes small men of great talents. It takes a person with endless potential and reduces him to a single measurement: faster, richer, stronger, louder. But life is not lived in measurements. Life is lived in meaning, and meaning cannot be measured against another man's yardstick. The more you compete, the smaller your world becomes. Every rival becomes a mirror in which you see yourself distorted. Every victory becomes temporary because there is always someone else to chase. And every loss feels like the end of your identity because you had tied your worth to outpacing another. Have you noticed how those trapped in constant competition live restless lives? They are never satisfied, never at peace. Their victories bring only a moment's relief before the next race begins. They are chained to a cycle with no finish line. It is a life of running without a rival, of striving without fulfillment. But life was not meant to be a race without end. Life was meant to be a creation with endless beginnings. The moment you step out of competition, you rediscover the vastness of possibility. You see that your gifts were never meant to be compared. They were meant to be expressed. You realize that the man who is chasing another's footsteps will always be behind, but the man who dares to walk his own road will always be ahead, even if he walks slowly. The power of originality, discovering the path only you can walk. Every man and woman is born with something the world has never seen before. It may not come wrapped in brilliance at first glance. It may not announce itself with thunder and lightning, but it is there, quiet and waiting. That something is originality. It is the spark within you that no other person possesses in the same way, and the tragedy of competition is that it buries that spark beneath imitation. Originality is the greatest wealth a human being can possess. Not gold, not land, not titles. Because all those things can be taken away. But your originality is untouchable. No one can steal it. No one can counterfeit it. No one can claim it as their own. It belongs to you and only you. And the man who learns to trust in that originality walks a path no other can walk. Look through history, and you'll see this truth written everywhere. The greatest inventors, the finest thinkers, the artists, the leaders, they were not the ones who tried hardest to compete. They were the ones who listened inwardly and asked, "What can I give the world that no one else can?" And then they gave it, even when the world did not understand it at first. You see, originality requires courage. It requires the boldness to step away from the noise of the crowd and believe that your quiet spark has value. That is no easy task. The world claps loudly for competition. It hands out trophies, medals, applause. But for originality, there is often silence in the beginning. The crowd cannot cheer for what it has not yet seen. Yet the silence is the very sign that you are on the right path. Because originality is not born in applause, it is born in solitude. And what a gift that is. Imagine the freedom of knowing you are not bound by comparison. Imagine the relief of realizing you do not need to outrun anyone. You only need to uncover yourself. When you walk the path of originality, the pace no longer matters. The distance no longer matters. Because there is no finish line. There is only discovery. Step by step, you find out who you truly are. The man who lives by competition spends his life repeating. The man who lives by originality spends his life creating. And creation is infinite. It does not wear out. It does not grow old. It does not expire. Every day becomes an opportunity to reveal another piece of the gift within you. Think of the oak tree. It does not compete with the pine, nor does it envy the rose. It simply grows into the fullness of what it was designed to be. And in doing so, it brings shade, shelter, and beauty in a way no other tree can. So it is with you. Your task is not to outgrow another man, but to grow into yourself. That is the power of originality. The world does not need another copy. The world needs you. Not the version of you shaped by comparison, not the watered-down version molded by competition, but the true and undiluted original that only...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Only you can be. That is your gift. That is your power. That is your path. The courage to step away, leaving the race. Everyone else is running. It takes no courage to compete. Anyone can line up at the starting line. Anyone can look to the man beside them and say, "I'll try to outrun him." That is easy. But it takes tremendous courage to say, "I will not run this race at all. I will walk a different road." Why is it so hard to step away? Because the world teaches us from the earliest days that life is a contest. In school, you are told to be at the top of the class. In work, you are told to climb the ladder. In society, you are told to keep pace with the neighbors. And so, without even realizing it, you begin to measure your entire life by how well you fit into a race you never chose to run. The most enslaved man is not the one in chains. It is the one who has surrendered his path to the expectations of others, and the most liberated man is not the one who wins the race, it is the one who dares to leave it. Walking away demands courage because it invites misunderstanding. The crowd will look at you and say, "He has quit." They will shake their heads because they cannot comprehend a man who refuses to play the game. But what they see as quitting is, in truth, the beginning of freedom. For you are no longer bound by their stopwatch, their scoreboard, their ladder. You are free to build your own measure of success. Do not fear being misunderstood. Every great creator was misunderstood at first. Every pioneer was doubted. Every inventor laughed at. Every thinker dismissed. That is the price of originality. But what is misunderstood today becomes the miracle of tomorrow. Consider this. When you stay in the race, you may gain applause, but you will lose yourself. When you step away, you may lose applause, but you will gain yourself. Which is the greater prize? Which will matter more at the end of your days? The cheers of the crowd, or the quiet knowledge that you live true to yourself? Courage is not loud. It does not always roar. Sometimes courage is the silent act of turning your back on the noise, of saying, "I will not compete for your trophies. I will not chase your applause. I will find my own way." And though the world may not cheer for that choice, your soul will. And the voice of your soul is the only voice that truly matters. Stepping away is not retreat. It is advancement. You are not leaving the race to fall behind. You are leaving it to rise above. The road may be lonelier at first, but it is also wider, freer, and filled with possibilities no crowded track could ever hold. It takes no courage to run where everyone else is running, but it takes the deepest courage to step away, to walk alone, and to discover a road the world has never seen. That is the courage that changes lives. That is the courage that changes the world. Creation is freedom, building something the world has never seen. When a man stops competing, he does not become passive. He becomes powerful. For in that moment, he discovers the true secret of freedom, creation. To compete is to live by reaction. You are always responding to someone else's standard, someone else's pace, someone else's idea of what success means. But to create is to live by initiation. You are not waiting for the world to give you permission. You are shaping the world by bringing forth something it has never known. Creation is the act of declaring, I am not here to chase, I am here to build. And the instant you decide to build, you separate yourself from the masses. The world is filled with competitors, but it remembers only creators. Think of the bridges, the books, the inventions, the discoveries, the movements that changed the course of history. They were born from creation, not competition. Creation is freedom because it breaks the chains of measurement. When you are creating, you are not asking, am I ahead of him? Am I behind her? No, you are asking, am I true to what I was meant to give? That question cannot be answered by a scoreboard. It can only be answered by the integrity of your own soul. And here is the wonder of it. Creation multiplies. When you compete, your victory is small. It is yours alone, and it fades as soon as another surpasses you. But when you create, your victory spreads. It inspires others. It shapes generations. It builds a foundation that outlives you. Competition dies the moment the race ends. Creation lives forever. Do not think creation belongs only to inventors or artists. Creation belongs to every man and woman who dares to bring forth something original. A new way of solving a problem, a new way of leading with integrity, a new way of loving, serving, teaching, building. Creation is not about fame, it is about contribution, and contribution is the essence of freedom. There is a deep joy that competition can never offer, the joy of bringing something into existence that did not exist before. It could be as vast as a new philosophy, or as simple as a single kind act expressed in a way only you could express it. The size does not matter, the originality does, for when you create, you are aligned with the very force of life itself, the force that is always unfolding, always expanding, always making new. Living as a creator, becoming the standard instead of following one. The highest form of life is not to follow the standard, it is to become the standard, and that is the destiny of every true creator. When you compete, you are always chasing the mark that someone else has drawn, but when you create, you are the one who sets the mark. You no longer live by the borrowed definitions of success. You define it. And in defining it, you give others permission to discover their own. The great secret of creation is that the world is always waiting for someone to go first. Men wait to be shown what is possible. Women wait to be reminded of what they too can become. And when one person dares to live not by comparison but by originality, they ignite a fire in countless others. That is why the creator becomes the standard, not by command, not by demand, but simply by the undeniable power of example. To live as a creator is to stand firmly in the truth of who you are, unshaken by the noise of the crowd. It is to wake each morning not asking, who must I beat today, but what will I bring into the world today? It is to live not in competition with others, but in cooperation with your own potential. And what happens when a man or woman lives this way? They become magnetic. Others are drawn to them, not because they tried to outshine, but because they dared to shine in their own light. They become leaders without seeking titles, teachers without demanding students, inspirations without chasing applause. For when you live authentically, you naturally become a beacon. Do not think this path is without challenge. To be the standard is to often walk alone at first. But in time, the world will adjust its gaze. It always does. The very same voices that once doubted you will one day say, he was right. She was ahead of her time. That is the fate of the creator, to be doubted before being celebrated, to be resisted before being remembered. And yet, there is no higher calling. For when you live as a creator, you leave behind more than achievements. You leave behind a legacy. Competition ends with you. Creation begins with you, but continues long after you are gone. That is immortality. So remember this, the moment you compete, you admit someone else has set the rules. But the moment you create, you become the rule setter. The competitors may run faster, shout louder, and shine briefly in the applause of the crowd. But the creators carve roads that generations will walk after them. Your task is not to be better than another man. Your task is to be the fullest version of yourself. That is the only victory that matters, the only success that endures. Step away from the noise of the race. Trust the quiet voice within. Build what only you can build. Give what only you can give. Live as only you can live. For the crowd will forget the winners of today's race, but it will never forget the creator who gave the world something timeless. Never compete. Always create your own path. And when you do, you will discover not just success, but freedom, fulfillment, and the lasting joy of knowing you walked the road no one else could walk because it was yours alone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.